Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, aka The Rich Witch Next Door, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Wow, today you guys are in for a true treat. I have my girl Lee San, who is a lawyer turned actor turned spiritual breathwork guru. And let me just tell you, she is such a powerhouse, magical, spiritual girly, and I've experienced her magic firsthand myself, and you guys are going to get a little taste of that today inside PJs and Prosecco. I cannot wait to hear what you think. Hi, Lee San. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco.
Hi, Emily. I'm so happy to be here. Oh my gosh. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Just two girlies having a chat. Two spiritual babes.
Love it.
Seeing where it goes. So you guys, Lee San and I actually met. We were in the same mastermind together last year, 2024. Just kicking ass, taking names, all the things. And stayed in touch after that. And I was like, I was compiling my list of who should I ask to be guests? And you popped right in. I was like, she's got to come on for sure. Because we're going to have so much fun, first off. But also, like, you, I feel like, had such a unique story within the mastermind. And I will not steal your thunder. I'm going to let you talk about it. But I just felt like it would really resonate with my listeners. Let's spill the tea and then, like, see where spirit takes us. You never know.
Okay.
But to start, because my listeners may not know you, although you guys should, make sure you go to the show notes, give her a follow. Tell everyone about yourself.
Okay, everyone. First of all, if you're listening to Emily's podcast, then you're already among the people who are the seekers, the light workers, those who are really illuminated luminaries walking through life. So yay, welcome to your tribe. Love this.
Yeah, I love that. Woo! I'm sweating. I have chills. I love that.
I'm hot too. I'm Lee San Valentin. I'm a fifth generation shaman, a film and television actor, best-selling author. And I really love my work as a spiritual coach. I help other people pivot into their purpose because I've had so many different careers. I love working with people who are multidisciplinary, multiple passions. And we do that with the Akashic Records and breathwork.
Boom. The best combo ever. I have experienced Lee San's breathwork and it was so awesome. It was like experiencing it with a warm hug. Cause you know, sometimes breathwork can be a bit intense. Yeah. It was not. It was very transformative, but in a comfortable way.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you for that. Oh my God. Because sometimes transformation can be like a punch in the face. Uh-huh. And I'm really not wanting to do that.
No, I have had that experience though with somatic breath work where it was like a punch in the face. And I was like, what happened? But I loved it.
Yeah.
I did love it. I can't deny that I loved it. And I was like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And oh, yeah, all the things. By the way, I do think it is so amazing that you're a fifth generation shaman. I don't really ever hear of anyone being like, even like second or third. This is like truly amazing and unique.
I don't know. When you grow up in it, you're like, oh, this is normal. Only when you're out of it, you're like, oh, I think also people don't talk about it.
That's fair. That's fair. Right? Yeah.
Like you look like someone that comes from a strong lineage of healers and intuitives and like cosmic, what's that word? They're showing me a word with a P, but I don't know that word.
Oh, well, I was a princess on another planet. So
Stop.
Well, I was actually queen if we're going to get really technical.
Well, hair flip. Let's get technical. What? Did you tell everyone about this? I want to know.
Oh my God, probably not. Hi guys. I was a cosmic queen on another planet. I've been Sirian, Palladian, and Venusian in my past lives.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So then what is the thread of connection that you anchor here from all those lives?
Honestly, I just had this breakthrough over the past year that I am actually here to be a channel for connection, like cosmic connection to the star beings, to the celestial beings and angels, more than just a medium for past loved ones, although I can certainly channel that as well. It's more like channeling outside of the norm, for
I
sure.
love that. Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
you're not going to be flipping burgers when you're like number one chef. You're like, hello, I make you a meal. Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like that's why it took me a while to like really anchor into that because I didn't know what it meant. And that took some time to uncover and step into. And we all pivot, even in the spiritual world. And I was
What
like,
is it? What does it mean for you then?
what it means for me is I feel like it's finally like being in service and just having fun and flow and like making cosmic connection like normal, I'll put in quotes. Made it normal because I think when we think of like alien, extraterrestrial, like it all goes to the X-Files, like spaceship, but that's not really what it is, you know? And so making it more mainstream, maybe.
Okay. How
Yeah.
do you make it mainstream? I feel like you do something very specific that other people don't do. That's why I keep asking you, like, what is it that you do to
Oh, I was
make it
like,
like this
oh,
advanced
yeah.
level? Yeah.
Well, I do it. Well, I will be doing it through bringing light language into my sound baths. So communicating in that way. And then I do it through the Akashic Records and intuitive channeling of our friends.
I love it.
Yeah.
So good. When you speak light language, does this sound like airy and like dings, like bells? Do you know what I mean?
It sounds like beautiful singing.
Oh, I love that.
Like very like deep soul, but what's it called when you have the high range?
Like a soprano?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, not me.
I didn't even know until I was on a retreat last year and then this year, and they were like, okay, do light language. And we did light language for a few different planets, but I kept coming back to the Venusian and it was always so beautiful. And everyone was like, holy cow, what is that? You need to start doing that. I was like, oh my gosh. I think I'm supposed to be bringing it into my sound baths. Interesting.
Yeah, because you're a direct channel. There, is it okay to share that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're showing me you're like a plug outlet, like straight through. That's so interesting. I love that. No, I remember when I was starting to, and I'm gonna ask you, like, maybe if you want to talk about it, I don't know, but starting to open up my throat chakra and use my voice, one of the scariest things was light language. So rewind, my aunt used to break out into light language and used to freak me out. Oh, I remember all the time I was like, what is happening? I didn't f At the time I was so afraid of everything that I didn't understand it, you know? And fast forward, when it started happening, I started initially hearing it in other I would start just hearing other words from different languages, and then I use like Google Translate, what does this mean? And then if it could find it, then I'd get the hit, like, oh, that's what it means. Then I learned listen with your heart, and that's where you get the definition before you start looking it up, right? That's where you like progress. But when I chant, so there was this practicing, everyone broke out in this app called Clubhouse, which was like a live, it was like
I felt
radio.
that like was hot for a minute. Clubhouse.
Clubhouse, it was for like 2020, it was hot. And so it was during that time I went in there, and this group of light language speakers, like, we're all gonna do it simultaneously together. And I was scared, but I knew I was in that room because it was time for me to just like do it in public, like quote unquote public. Because there's like maybe 30, 40 people in this audio only room, right?
Ooh. Oh, and audio only. Interesting.
Audio only, and it was
Yeah.
live. And so they were all going at it, and a lot of them sounded like chicka, 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 like high pitched, and some of them were beautiful. Some of them you feel it more, others you feel like they're just practicing, like you could kind of feel into it.
Totally.
And then when I went, it was like primordial guttural sounds. Like, it was like so, and they were all simultaneous, and I'm like bass, all bass, right?
Love it.
And then someone who was one of the hosts was like, at the end, was like, Everyone sounds so beautiful, but one of you was like so deep. Like there was such a deep voice. Who was that? And I was like beet red, and it's all voice, but I'm sweating. I'm like, hi, that was me. And then he had a lot to say about it, which was helpful. But I was nervous because I didn't sound like the other people. So there's this like human element of like, oh, did I do this wrong? Like, is there something wrong with me? Like, oh my, all the fears,
Yes. Wait, what did he say to you?
He said it felt like shamanic. It felt like the earth. It felt like the core of the earth. That's where I got the word primordial from because I didn't even know what that meant. Like origins, like just beginnings of like all. And as I say this, my legs start tingling. And so what happens is that the toning changes. So what happens is I'll get like chills or get feelings, and then I just say it out loud to acknowledge it, or I apologize. You don't know what's going on. And the toning changes. So I might go fast or slow, but it's usually really deep. Or I'll start singing. The similarities of the singing is like almost like a male chanting or an older woman. Does that make like a older indigenous woman sound? So if you think about Native Americans drumming and singing, sometimes it'll sound kind of like that.
Whoa, that's powerful.
Yeah, I guess.
I
It's not necessarily beautiful,
don't
but yeah. Yeah, not when I do it. I'm sure if someone who sang did it, it would be beautiful, but I just go with it.
I mean, that's the thing about it. I mean, you just go with it. And like, yes, mine usually sounds really beautiful, but if I'm channeling Mars, my light language is like very deep and it's kind of scary. That's like such a war madness, like anger planet that it's like, ah. But whatever.
How do you feel when it comes through?
It does feel a little, I'm still very much in my body, but it's like someone else is also tapped in. So it's like something else is coming through me. That's not me, but I'm still there. It's not necessarily like when I have certain meditative states where I am not in my body.
Yeah.
This is like I'm still very much there, but like sharing it with whoever celestial being wants to come through.
Right. Yeah. I feel like this is a good place to talk about if you want, like feeling safe in this practice, sovereignty, like not being afraid, like all those things. What was your journey?
I mean, I feel like my journey, well, it started in 2019, which I just recently, like a couple weeks ago, realized I had a Kundalini awakening in 2019, which I did not know that's what it was that happened, but it now seeing someone else experience it and being like, oh my God, wait, I had that same exact thing happen, but I didn't have anyone around that knew what it was, whatever. But I feel like for me, I've always had the universe or my spirit team or whoever put people and mentors in my path right away. So I've always felt very safe and secure. I've been a little afraid of certain things like the cosmic connection. Initially, I was like, well, that's cool that I can tap in, but I don't want you to tap into me. Like it's only if I say it's okay. We all know how cosmic beings feel about that. They're like, but sometimes we have to tell you stuff. I'm like, no. But that specifically, like I feel like my mediumship in general, I've always felt very safe, secure. I've had really good boundaries with the other side. But this cosmic connection specifically, when I unlocked it on the 88 portal last year, it was more like I just don't know what to do with it. And a little bit of fear of like, is an alien gonna come in my house and abduct me? Like the movies or the TV show.
Oh, that's still there.
Oh yeah, no, I know. But like,
Okay. No, like you still think that?
No. I'm saying like I do believe that that happens to people.
For sure,
I don't believe it happened will ever happen to me because I now have certain protocols and things I do with the cosmic connection that help me feel safe and secure. But I feel like it took me actually doing cosmic connection in Sedona and then Mount Shasta where I actually interacted with our alien friends to have a sense of security that they weren't like out to just come abduct me like crazy wild shit.
That's so funny. Yeah, well, because it's like if you're sitting in the middle of Grand Central Station and you're like, like everyone, do you want a sandwich? You're like, no, my friend can share my sandwich. You seem nice. Let's talk. Okay, let's eat the sandwich together. Not rando number five. Like, you get to choose, like, who's showing up for you, right? Like,
Exactly. And I think it's like who's showing up, but I also Luckily, one of my current spiritual mentors, Alex, I know everyone who listens to the pod is like, you are always talking about Pam and Alex. Yes, I am, because they're so amazing. But Alex is very connected cosmically. And so she's like a safe space when I'm like, I don't like this. Like, what is happening? You know, and she'll be like, okay, let's do some protocols just to bring you back into your body. And you don't have to have a constant connection either. Like, you get to decide. And I just feel like that's so helpful. But having a few of those fear moments and scare moments, I think I had to have in order for me to recognize how to protect my peace and my energy as I develop this skill in this channeling of the peace and whatnot. You know?
I remember one of the first times I went into the Akasha, like for someone else, I got so cold. Like I was like shivering, shaking, and I no longer wanted to feel that way. I was like, I gotta get out of here. I can't. I felt like I was just sinking, sinking. I was so deep, right? It was that person's energetic resonance that had me cold. And I remember at the time I had spoken to a mentor and I was like, listen, why do I feel this way? So she went into my space and she was like, you're so calm. And she was like so zen out with me. She's like, well, no wonder that if someone's on a different
Frequency.
frequency, yeah, that I'm gonna feel that sort of like dissonance of like how cold it is. Whereas, I run hot. Like that's so this it was so crazy that that was happening. So she was just like telling me like just ground and like pull out of it. And basically I didn't have to dive as deep as I was diving. But I also think that we're so unique, each and every one of us, that we can learn protocols in general. For me, this has helped me. And then I just decide what works for me,
100%.
right?
Yep.
You get to choose. I know some people, when they're early on, they're like, no, this is the way, right? Because we're so groomed into this is you do this and then that and that. There's our steps. Yes, the steps are there to show you, then you create your own,
100%.
And so I remember someone was like, oh, did you encounter a gatekeeper when you went to the Akasha? And I was like, oh, is that who that was? I was like, yeah, it was fine. I was like, it didn't bother me. It didn't stop me. I wasn't like, oh, there is a gatekeeper. There was none of that because I didn't have this sort of teaching that the way she taught it. And she was like, yeah, you have to be like so mindful of some places you're not supposed to be. And I was like, I trust that if I'm not supposed to be there, I won't be there.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I'm gonna be concerned about a gatekeeper. I did remember seeing a gatekeeper. And my response was so neutral. I was like, oh, cool. And I just kept going, move on, bip, next area, like, whatever.
I feel like that's so interesting. I've never heard of like a place you're not supposed to go in the Akashic, but I would trust that my guides and my record keepers aren't going to show me to go there, right?
That's my perception anyway. I mean, they have an academy in New York, the woman that I was talking to that said they were gatekeepers and stuff. But I also am also mindful of what are we seeding, right? What ideations do we seed? Because if you're innocently going to space and you have some foundational teaching about like sovereignty and resetting into peace and just only calling on unconditional love, and that's all you have. And then all of a sudden you find yourself in the records because that's how it happens. You're just in there sometimes and you're like, I don't know what this is till later someone's teaching you,
Totally.
right? My ears are ringing. I do try to be careful not to seed fear, right? Because you could say something and then someone now they're freaked out like, oh, now this could potentially happen. And it's like, no, actually that doesn't have to be true for you. That was someone else's experience. I don't know if this is resonating. I feel like I'm going on a tangent.
No, I love this. I also do feel like there, no, you know what's so interesting is I feel like a lot, it's been coming up a lot, I feel like for my clients and peers around. We kind of had, I feel like, the past few years that like toxic positivity. And now we almost have the opposite where we have this like toxic fear, like this fear mongering of like what you should and should not do. And I just find it so interesting because at the end of the day, when you're being true to yourself and you're in, to your point, that sovereignty, and you're really building from a foundational place of curiosity and truly love and light, not in the like cliche way of saying it. Then to me, these fear things don't need to exist unless you give them the power to exist. So for example, in Vedic astrology, the moon and I are not friends. The moon doesn't like me in Vedic astrology. That's fine. It's interesting to me because whenever I do new moon and full moon rituals, nothing would ever happen from them. And I was like, gosh, that's so weird. So that made sense to me. I was like, oh, cool. I'm just going to stop doing them. And someone was like, well, isn't that fear of the moon or something? I was like, no. I mean, I could still choose to do a full or new moon ritual, and it to me, it would not affect my life in a negative way. I just don't. And it makes sense to me now where I'm like, oh, no wonder I'm more drawn to portal days or whatever the case might be that lights me up instead of the traditional societal like full moon, new moon, and that's it. Because in the stars, it's not exactly great for me, but also it could be if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's like whatever you choose to believe is what's true for you. That's it. And you're not letting the moon guide you. You're like, well, I don't really feel like I'm getting an ROI on this, so I'm just not gonna do it on this day. I'm just gonna move on to a different day.
I'm
Like,
like,
yeah.
not helping or hurting, but it's not like I'm not going to go to a new moon sound bath event that I find interesting just because I'm like, oh, it's the new moon. Oh my God. Like, not doing it. Silly.
Yeah. I feel you. Yeah. Some people, I mean, I think that's where the grooming comes in, right? We don't realize how we've been conditioned just as humans, like with different systems of this is what you do, this is what you don't do, this is what makes you good, this is what makes you bad. And then we take that and apply it to our core makeup, right? Our intuition, like our internal compass. And it's actually, no, there's that none of that applies. That's all human shit.
Listen, everyone, we got so much energy between Lisa and I that the Zoom was like, no. I just had to switch to a different Wi-Fi because it was like, no, this one's done.
Oh my God, I'm hardwired and it's still happening. So it's like, okay, well.
Whatever.
Right. What were we talking about? I forgot.
Fear mongering and
Yeah.
what you believe in.
Yeah.
I think that it's great to be like curious and to find what resonates with you when it comes to like boundaries. And to your point, even earlier, the initial steps to take. I mean, I'm that way too. If I'm in a new modality, I want to know what steps I should take. And then I do what resonates with me and it's beautiful. And then we just, at a certain point, we have to do what's right for us internally.
Also, figure out who your guides are and when to let them go and to let yourself grow. I always tell people, we're walking this path together, but you're gonna outgrow me. That's the point. You're gonna continue. You have the goal is to keep growing. And I remember, but also discerning, like, not every teacher is for you. So I remember early on, I went to this workshop with a psychic medium. And I signed up. I was like committed for 3 months. I was like, I'm gonna learn what the rules are. She'd been trained in Britain and was sort of like, I wanted to
Oh, was
learn.
she at like Arthur or Finley?
Yeah, that, whatever. I know it was a thing that you have to get certified in over there, right? So,
It's
like,
like this crazy mediumship school that most people don't necessarily know about, but one of my spiritual mentors went and studied at Arthur Findlay. It's kind of like a Hogwarts
yeah.
in Britain. Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a really big deal. Really
Yeah.
well renowned. Yeah, totally.
So she was training us, I remember. And so I did a couple, and she started to guide us into, like, maybe I'm third one in into this meditation. It was so bad. And no, the meditation was good. My experience, I was freaked out. That's what I meant to say. She was amazing. And I didn't mean that she was bad, but like, she's like, okay, she was trying to get us to ground with like roots of a tree, you know, like the imagine roots of a tree going to center of the earth, like how we begin like that. So our human mind knows how to ground. The minute she said that, I remember seeing this huge sequoia shoot up and wrap itself around me, and I couldn't move.
Perfect.
And I heard, no. You will not proceed. And I was like, oh, she's not my teacher. Okay. And I
No.
just sat it out, sat it out, listened, observed, but didn't engage. And I felt so bad because I didn't know why and I didn't ask why. I just knew that this wasn't what I was supposed to be spending my time on.
Yeah. Ooh, interesting. I wonder why.
I know now why, but.
Oh, would you want to share why?
We were just on different frequencies, so what is going to support me? That's all it was. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes, like, you'll feel it, like when you're in a different resonance than someone else, and you're like, oh, this is not, like, we're in two different planes. We can't do this. Not different or better, just not aligned.
I do feel like you're exactly right. Like we outgrow our mentors as we should, you know, because that's us like leveling up to a certain spot. And there have been plenty of programs and things that I've been like, oh, yay, I'm gonna sign up. And to your point, then I get into them and I'm like, it's a no. Not that they're doing anything wrong, but it's like, oh, which actually is interesting because I learned Like, I feel like a year into my spiritual awakening, I learned about human design. And I learned that my sacral authority, the yes or no. But then I also was like, but I think for me, my yes or no, I also then have to take a pause and remove myself from that person's energy to get into my own yes or no energy. Because if you're selling me on something and you're so freaking excited and I'm tapped into your energy and my body's like, yes. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it. And then the next day, I'm like, okay, that was definitely not my energy. That was a fully body yes. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, perfect. So now I know, like, even any big investment, I will always sleep on it. So I get into
Are
my own
you a generator?
manifesting generator.
4-6, what are you?
I'm a 5'3", 3'5".
'Cause I got a similar reading. I'm a 4-6, and I got a similar thing with like sacral yes or no, and that I need to like sleep on it. Like I need time.
I do need a little, like, they're like, you can move right away. And I'm like, yeah, but my problem is that I get too intertwined with someone else's energy that their
Yeah.
yes can become my yes. And then that's why I have to sleep on it so that I can actually be like in my own body. And then when I wake up, if I'm still a yes, then like I'm a yes. I don't need a
Yeah.
sales call. I don't need a whole landing page. If I'm a yes, I'm in your DMs as a yes. And that's it.
Yeah, that's how it was with Nora when we did the mastermind. I already knew I was signing up. I think she could have told me about like a bag of cereal. And I was like, that's great. Let's do this. I already knew. I was like, no, we're doing this. I already know. I know that I know that this is what I'm doing. Like it's meant to be. So I feel you. But I just got oh my God, my human design read yesterday. That's why I was like, what number? Are you the same as me?
Yeah,
Because I'm
I
like,
was
that
like,
sounded so
honestly, I
weird.
don't even know. But as we're chatting, I'm looking it up because I'm like, I don't even remember. But I know I favored it because I also, for a while, I was trying to learn Gene Keys, which is the feminine version of human design. And so interesting, highly recommend, only for myself though. I could not learn up for other people. I was like, oh, what is my life path? And what am I here to do? And all these, okay. Oh, I'm a 5'2".
Okay,
I'm
no
a
idea what that means, but tell me.
heretical.
Heretical?
Heretical.
Why?
What's a
Why?
heretical?
Why?
I don't know.
Doesn't that
Anyway.
mean that like you speak against religion?
Yeah, I was like, is that what that means?
Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it
That's
means
what the
something else.
5 means, apparently, and the 2 is hermit.
So what you're like, what does that mean?
Honestly, I have no idea.
You need to get, do you have someone on your show that's done, that does
I
this?
need to bring someone on who knows human
I
design.
know someone. I'm going to send her your way. I'm going to
Yes,
send her
send
your
her to me.
way.
Yes,
Yeah.
I
She's
need them.
very good at explaining. I don't always retain it, but she's very good. And she's the only two people have read mine. And she's the second one, and she was the best. And I don't trust everyone to dive into my stuff. So I'm just letting you know.
I like that. Oh my God,
She's
here.
great.
Okay. Here's what it means according to Google AI. It describes individuals whose conscious personality, line 5, embodies the heretic's call to be a leader, offering practical, sometimes radical solutions to others' problems. While their unconscious design level, or line 2, which is my hermit, represents the hermit inner wisdom and natural talents, which are often hidden and require solitude to develop. This would actually check
That
for me.
makes sense.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that checks.
that
It
makes
did not
sense.
sound very good though when I just said
It
it.
sounded awful. It sounded like you sit in a quiet place by yourself and then just rant.
Judge and rant, which I definitely do not do. So that, it was not hitting until that. And now I'm like, no, that's me. I'm a 5'2". Someone listening right now is definitely sliding into my DMs being like, what? You don't know what a 5'2 is? They're probably like, da, da,
Yeah,
da, da, da. It's like this and
I
this.
know.
I'm like, someone else tell me.
No, I can't. I don't want anyone else to tell me. If I get over chunking information, I'm just gonna burn it out of my brain. I'm like, I don't remember what I am. It's gone.
So I feel like there are so many, like I love human design, I love Gene Keys, I love astrology, Western and Vedic, I love it all. But for some reason, I cannot retain it. Even when it's really about myself, I cannot retain it. I just need someone to re like someone specific. Not everyone who's listening does not need to DM me, but my specific peers and mentors that I go to that I'm like, what is this? Like, wait, what's happening? Or like, what's a good day to launch? Perfect, tell me.
Yeah, love that. Yes, I agree with you. It's kind of like, so when people meet me and like they're like into spirituality or they're very into one of those modalities and they hear that I'm a shaman, they just start talking at me if I know anything that they're talking about. And I'm like, I don't know what any of that is. Like, I have no idea. Tell me
You're
about
talking light
Sagittarius.
language.
I don't even know. I'm like, that's like talking to a vegan and being like, so gluten, no, it's a no for you. And they're like, no, I'm vegan. Not the same. It's not like,
It is not the same. I love that analogy actually, because that makes so much more sense. I feel like when for the muggles, when they're like, but wait, if you're into the spiritual woo, like, oh my God, I just had a orb go down me. Did you see it?
No, not that one. I did see one earlier on. Look at the beginning. I saw one by your like by your
Gosh,
door.
all day today I've been having orbs, and I'm like, what? I gotta tap in later. I can't tap in now. It'll get too distracting in my mind.
The internet will just crash. It'll be
I
done.
know. I was like, I can't tap in now. Definitely. Anywho, so I feel like so you have Akashic intelligence. I feel like is, by the way, just so what a good, I don't know, like word combo that everyone needs. But I feel
Thank
like you
you.
should tell my audience a little bit about that because I feel like they need it.
Oh, okay. Yes. So, Akashic Intelligence, Tap Into the Ultimate AI is my podcast. And then I have a private group program where I teach Akashic Intelligence. Everything I talk about in the podcast, but we just go way deeper.
Yeah.
And basically, the short is that we are designed to download and upload information, guidance, support through the ultimate consciousness, right? To the ultimate AI, which is us, Akashic Intelligence. That's what we are. We're
Yeah.
the walking book of life. We're the repository. We're the freaking energetic field. We're all of it. And we get to tap into that. We get to learn or remember, depending on where you are on your journey. And so, anyway, the podcast talks and shares stories about how I sort of began uncovering that and people that I worked with. And then in the program, we go through different stages to help remember.
I love that. I like that. Remember and or learn. Who
Or
knows?
learn. Yeah. Because, not everyone, like everyone, so many people, like, oh, they're an old soul. Like, some people feel very brand new. They don't remember, like, that they've been here before. They may not have been. You know what I mean? So, like, they get to just sort of like tap in and be like, okay, how does my energetic field help this human in this existence? How can I really use all of my gifts to be whatever role you're playing in the world? I don't want to say everyone's a leader, because that might not resonate. But like whatever you're supposed to be, you can be that to the max by using all your, it's like saying like, okay, I'm gonna go drive this car. Let me put a blindfold on. But take it off so you can see. Like
Like,
that's
don't
what
do
we do.
that.
Like that's not a good idea, right? But yet we go around blindfolded until we remember to pull it off. Like, oh, I have another sense I can use.
That's so true. You know what? And I like what you said about it's not that everyone's meant to be a leader or even necessarily like a channel in the traditional sense. Like, it just depends on when you remember what it is you're here for, like your sole purpose and what you're meant to bring into this incarnation is probably, well, at least in my experience with all my clients and myself, is a 180 of what you ever think it is.
Yeah. I mean, well, let's peel that back. Like, what do you get? Like, what do people in one example, like, they think it is, and then what is it actually? Like, is there someone that's like kind of like a good example?
I feel like a good example is one of my clients. I feel like when she came to me, I feel like she almost felt like she had to be a medium, like a psychic medium, and like that was the way to tap into her gifts. But with working with me, we started one-on-one. She went through my certification, like all the different things. It's yes, she needs to tap into her intuition with her clients, but she's actually here to be a healer. She's actually supposed to be like a space holder. And utilizing Reiki and the intuitive guidance is just almost like confirmation for her client, right? About what they experienced. It's not meant, she's not meant to go and like be a practicing medium somewhere.
Right, yeah.
But
Not
I
everyone's supposed to work for the phone company.
exactly. Not
Need
everyone.
field techs.
Yeah. Not everyone's supposed to do that. But it's, I've also, you know, interestingly enough, though, I've also, that like makes me think of, I've had a couple clients who were like, oh, I'm going to be a healer. And I know they're not. But of course, I'm not going to tell them, like, you're definitely not going to be a healer. But I'm like, no, they're meant to be a channel. Like, they're supposed to be delivering messages. And actually getting through their blocks around being seen and showing up so that they can share those messages in an empowering way.
Which heals.
I
It's
mean,
just a different
everything
way.
heals.
Everything heals, right?
Everything
Like all of
heals.
it, the mediumship, the channeling, all of it is activating and helping you transmute and alchemize anything stuck or anything that's not moving. All of it. That's the point. We have the capability. And sometimes those spiritual gifts, like you can get a certification and like they can ride that journey with you, and they're only ever going to be like a kick-ass accountant. But guess what? Like they're going through people's numbers, right? They're blessing the people they work with every day, in and out. Like, not all spiritual gifts look spiritual.
Totally, I agree.
You can be powerful in what looks like mundane. Literally, you can be that powerful. And it's interesting when people hear that, because I think sometimes people, a lot of humans, a lot of us humans, and I'll say this, I'll speak to me. There was a time in my life where I didn't feel seen, I didn't feel heard at all, and I felt very unspecial. And I would see different lives where I identified those lives as special. I remember seeing them, thinking I was making them up until later. Then I learned more about what that means, that we're all uniquely special. We all have qualifications that help support the collective in some way. And all of that is special. We are very special in different ways, you know, but not until we lift the veil. I just heard lift the veil of mediocrity that keeps us sort of like marching in line, right? Once we lift that veil, then we get to illuminate. And then we all seem like the star in the background. We're all stars in that velvet sky, all of us playing a different role. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful when you step into your yes and you let yourself be seen and heard, and you get to show up in that vibrance, and you find luminaries like you who can help support you on that journey. You know, when you find that person, like, go all in. Like, just go all in and trust it, because they're going to take you to the next thing, the next level, you know?
I feel like that's you're like preaching to the choir, because I feel like my whole thing is around helping women develop their unique gifts, because they are completely unique. And I can teach you how to channel, whether it be different beings or this friggin' rose quartz crystal I have in my hand. You could channel it, it's energy. But if it's all about how you communicate and what's going to resonate with you in order to really step into it. And I feel like that's really when you peel back that veil of mediocrity, is when you're really ready to step into, but what does it look like for me? Not just cookie cutter approach of let me just take what this mentor does or this, spiritual coach here and just put it on like a cheap suit. It's not going to work. It's not. And that's okay. You may get sucked into those situations, and you're meant to, so that you can see that you're actually unique and you need that type of development for yourself. Like, you have to develop along with your coach or mentor. Like, I can't develop you.
No.
Like, you have to do that. I can guide you, but I can't do it for you.
No. And that's the thing. You'll see people that, when you consistently look for answers outside of yourself, you're still on the hamster wheel, right? You're never getting off of it and walking on your own journey. You're like, oh, I need to tell me that. And you're just constantly just getting information, consuming, 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 and never applying or integrating and making it your own. And that's, you can do that. Or you can choose to get off of the wheel, take something, take one piece of information that you've learned, and really do go balls to the wall and apply it and see how far you can go. And then everything else is falling into place. Like you start getting, oh, I learned this, so let me integrate that. Just take it little by little. Like you're baking a cake. You don't throw all the ingredients and shove them in the oven. You take them like little by little. You mix it, you pour, like you do different things, right? So,
Percent.
patience with your journey. I think that's important.
I think that's so true. And then I do think that a lot of women that I've encountered will consume, 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 and not necessarily have integrated or done anything. And then they'll have this moment where they're like, well, I don't need, now I just need to go integrate and I don't need anyone's support because I've already done all the spiritual stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is actually when you need the support the most, is in your integration period. Because things are going to come up. It's not going to make sense to you. And having a safe space with someone or a group that you can come and be like, as I'm integrating all of that amazing stuff that I've just been like doing, like not doing, learning, 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 but not doing. Now it's like I have someone that I can help me with that integration so that I feel held and safe and also get out of your comfort zone. Because it's so, someone recently just said, like, oh, my spirit team said I've done enough. Now I need to go integrate. And so I don't need a mentor. And I was like, oh, bless. Come into my DMs when you're ready, because you definitely do. And it's not a good or bad thing, right? But it's like, we can't just then go into I'm me alone, singular. We're so connected, I feel like.
You know what's funny about what you just said? Yes, we are so connected. And no, we're not meant to be singular or doing it alone. And yes, we're meant to seek out guides, support, physical, earthly guides to help with what's going on in the ethers. And if your guides, I'm gonna say, quote, are telling you you don't need integration, you need to level up and delete whatever programming is telling you that you don't need support on the rest of the journey. It's bullshit. Is bullshit. I'm telling you right now, it's fucking bullshit. I'm sorry. I don't even ask you if you can curse, but like that's like saying like, dude, it's not sink or swim out there. That's an old way of doing things.
Totally. I actually think it's more probably that human programming of like, okay, now I got to go do it myself, things that subconsciously is happening. But then we use our spirit guides as like this out. Well, like, well,
Excuse,
tell me
yeah.
I don't need it. And I'm like, first off, to your point, if that is your actual spirit guides telling you you don't need it and it's not your ego, then by all means, you need to be like, thank you. We are done. I would like my next set of guides to step through who are up here, or just recognize this is my ego. Like my guides would not tell me to go figure this out myself.
No, I've never had that experience ever, 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 ever. And like, and you level up guides in the spiritual realm as well. Like, this is just like we said at the beginning, you want to keep outgrowing your mentors. It's the same way in the spiritual side of things. That which is on earth is the same as in heaven. Like, it's the same. Like, you keep growing. That's the point of earth school. Keep growing. It's funny. Like, I kept thinking about something that you were sharing. It's like sitting for ayahuasca and then being like, I'm good. I'm sorry, that was step one. Now you have to go through the rest of the year to integrate what just happened. And that being that when you open the door, like, no, there's so much. There's so much. And sometimes people, I think we want the quick fix, right? The quick thing. Oh, I made it. I did it. I graduated. I'm done. It's like, no, now you have to take that degree and apply it to everything.
And then take on another one.
Yeah, it never ends.
Oh,
Like,
we're always learning, we're always up leveling, we're always growing. Because if you're done, then you're done.
then you're done. Earth school's finished.
Yeah,
Bye.
Earth school's done then.
Yeah.
Done.
I'm out.
See you in your next incarnation.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, integration actually. So in my program, we spend one weekend, we're teaching, and 2 weeks later, it's integration for 2 weeks. And integration is always happening, but I set it aside for that
Same.
because everyone gets to share their stories, get to talk. We're learning together, we're growing together. Integration is so important. And it's like we have to set aside that time because our human wants to keep going. Oh, move on, move on. It's like, no, this is where we start applying. We start witnessing how the practical methodology around what you just learned that seems so mystical. This is where you anchor in the truth, right? You see how it applies to your specific life.
100%.
And if you're not integrating, then why are you even doing this? Why?
I do think though, like if I think back to early on in my spiritual development when I was like Holy Fire Reiki, level one and two, right into Master. I don't know, a year later into Karuna. And it was just like, it was like, go, 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 get my next thing, la, la, la. And then I feel like it was though with my spiritual development where I actually realized, wait, it's not just on to the next and the next and the next. It's like taking the time to see how is that going to fit in with my life, with my coaching, with all the different pieces in an integration way, right? Like, of what am I going to do with those pieces? And not just join a program and then be like, okay, I just rushed through that in 3 months and now I'm going to like not touch it.
Yeah. No, totally. But I think that there's two different in my perspective, right? There's one side where like maybe there's a human like achieve, 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 accomplish, and now what? Like do it all in once and then decide later. Let it trickle down. But then the other side is also maybe you've done this before so many times that you were like, and this is what happened with me. I've done it before so many times that I need to get through the human part to be like, yeah, I remember. I got the certs. Okay, I did it.
Yep.
Now let's play. Let's weave this blanket in my own way, right? Because
Yeah.
that's how I felt with Reiki. You know what I mean? I feel like maybe you've done this before, so you just rush through the certs to
Yeah.
be like, okay, yeah, I know this now.
Yeah, you're right, actually. That does feel right. Right as you said it, I was like, that does feel a little more accurate to what I did.
Like some people do like to accumulate, right? Someone loves to buy shit from HSN every week. Like they need to do it. They never open the box. It's fine, whatever. But other people, like I've done this so many times that I don't need to spend 10 years on one modality, especially if you're neuro spicy, where you're able to process information very quickly. You're just moving fast because you've done it. And
Yeah.
now, and that's why you create your own thing out of it. Like I remember when I did Reiki, I was like, yeah, the symbols, yeah. And it wasn't that I was disrespecting the modality. It was just sort of like I already knew I wasn't going to use the symbols. I already knew. I wanted to see what was the difference between what I learned as a kid and this.
Yeah.
What can I learn as an adult now that was different than what my grandparents and my mom taught me, right? And there was no difference. The
Yeah.
symbols were literally the only difference, and I wasn't going to use the symbols.
Yeah.
And so I was like, but everything else, like, oh, this makes sense. I think the biggest thing I learned from Reiki was that when I became a Reiki master, it was sort of like the one piece, and I took it home. When we are, our human gets in the way and we want something so badly, we stop channeling from source and we start giving our life force energy.
Ooh.
That was the biggest thing. I remember telling my mom, telling my sister, I was like, we have to be careful and be mindful that that's not what we're doing. Like when a loved one is sick, I remember like the feeling of you want to give so much, you end up martyring yourself in the process. And it's like, no, that's not what you're here to do either. You're
Yeah.
a divine channel, lets it flow through, does not try to control or force the outcome.
That's so interesting you say that because I feel like whenever there's someone who's like sick or, my mom will be like, "Oh, send them like healing." It you're right. I do not. I literally will go into a meditative state for, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and I'll grab my spirit team, I'll grab their spirit team, and I'll call in Holy Fire Reiki, which goes directly from source to them. So I need no part in it. And I say, "Okay, great guys. You are going to go on the healing path overnight. I'm going to go live my life, holy fire, you know what to do." And I just like let it go be its thing instead of me sitting there giving my life force energy of what. So I didn't even realize I didn't do that until you just said that. I'm like, oh, makes sense.
Because some people that they don't realize they're like, oh no, I need it. This is the outcome. No, don't in you're not in meant to interfere with it. Send
Yeah.
love, send light, send that, send the highest, the oneness to them, and let that play out.
Yep,
You know what I
exactly.
mean? Yeah, and I think that takes wisdom. It takes integration of tools. It just takes that sort of like inner standing of we're not here to manipulate someone else's life journey, but we can send so much love. We
Yeah.
can be the anchor for that channel for that. We can call in highest love.
Yes.
Call it any modality. Call it religion, call it holy fire Reiki, call it whatever, call it witchcraft. Like it doesn't matter. Give it a name. That's your name. You love it. Call it that.
Yeah, it's perfect, whatever you call it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
Ugh.
I love that. Lizanne, I feel like we could talk for hours, but we're about coming on time. So I have one final thing, though, that I like to do that's my little fun treat, if you will. I like to ask you a random question to end
Love
it.
it. Love it. Love it.
And by ask random, I ask ChatGPT to give me 10 and I select my favorite. Okay. If the Akashic Records were a library you could walk into, like physically walk into right now, what section would we find you browsing?
The Book of the Dead. It'd be like hours
Not
to
even a section,
legend.
it's a specific
It's just the book. That's where I
book. She knows where she's going. You're like, I'm
Yeah.
actually going to go and check out that book later.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, that's where I would be. Know what it looks like? It's red. I'll be there.
Perfect. Perfect. I'll wave to you as I'm heading over to the spell books.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same book.
Yeah. All right there.
The
I
book is sitting on the floor.
love
Okay.
it. I love it. Oh, Lisa, thank you for coming on. Tell everyone where they can find you. And then, guys, remember, I will put it in the show notes so you can have easy access.
Okay, you can find me on Instagram at Lisanne Valentine or on my website, lgvalentine.com or wherever you podcast.
Yay!
That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at I am Emily Gornick so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.